Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Boonville Football Show. It is week six, and the Pioneers are coming off a loss to the Linton Miners this past Friday night. But they return home coming up this week, and they've got a big conference game as the Washington Hatchets will be at Bennett Field on Friday. Head coach John Batts is joining us, and we'll also hear from senior inside linebacker Hunter Tyson during the Boonville Football Show for week six. We'll be right back with Coach John Batts here on the Boonville Football Show on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. So many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. Hey, run on Main Street. Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a Pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
We're on the Boonville Football Show. It is week number six. Head coach John Batts joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling, Dan.
All right. Well, always a pleasure to catch up with you, Coach. And, well, obviously, the Linton Miners, it's always a very, very tough place to play. Talking with Coach Ward over the years and even driving by the school one time, I was in Linton. I'm thinking, you know, everybody tells me what a tough place it is to play. And I'm going to go by and see this field myself and where I could just picture all the fans and everything else. I mean, a tough place and kind of a tough night for Boonville this past Friday night up there at Linton.
Yeah, we got off to actually a pretty decent start. First, you know, defensive possession, we had a pick six to start the game, and they answered with a score. We ended up punting. They score again. I think it was on our second offensive drive on the first play of the drive, 50-yard touchdown pass, and 14-14 into the first quarter. Felt like we, you know, had a little bit of confidence there to start the game. It just seemed like after they put that third score on the board, I don't know. We were pretty flat after that, struggled to move the ball, especially their second, third quarters, not much offensive going on, not much offense there, and then defensively just felt like they were kind of getting whatever they wanted when they wanted it. So effort wasn't great there. Down the stretch, we know we've got to be better, not to take anything away from Linton. They're a, they're a good team. I know state runner-up a year ago and probably have a really good opportunity to return to Indy this fall. But we know we've got to be better.
Well, and I know, I mean, not having a chance to watch the football game, but, I mean, a couple of the stats that really kind of jump out at me from a team standpoint was, you know, their first downs 22-4. And total plays almost doubled 53-28. So that basically tells me that they were playing keep away most of the night, and there were very few three and outs, unfortunately, for your defense.
Correct. Yeah, we, you know, again, from the offensive side of the ball for us, I think we ran 9 total plays in the first half of that game. Again, just not an ideal situation there. They probably had the ball maybe all of but 2 minutes there in the first half, and then coming out of the second half, you know, we had the ball and another three and out. Just felt like we really couldn't get in our groove offensively. A little bit rattled there up front. We did have a couple of guys that were out last week on the offensive line, but again, you know, we know we've got to be better.
Well, I mean, you take a look at a game like that, you get to the halfway point, and, you know, like you said, really good football team. State runner-up a year ago and really good and a very, very tough place to play. So, you know, you get back on the bus, and it's not, you know, unfortunately, you're on the bus for a while getting back from Linton, but just kind of your thoughts and how this team, you know, maybe rebounded or things that might have been said on the bus coming back Friday night. And then over the weekend, certainly the start of this week, you know, how this team has kind of bounced back from a tough midseason loss like that.
Yeah, we had a, you know, we had a loss early in the season, kind of similar to this. Mount Vernon, I thought we responded in the couple of weeks following that. Yeah, pretty quiet bus ride home the other night. I think our players and coaches, we were just disappointed with ourselves and disappointed in our effort, attitude, execution. We anticipate getting back on track this week. Hopefully the weather cooperates and we can get outside. But yeah, we're focused on us. I know we play Washington this week, and kind of hard to tell what Washington team will get Friday night. They've shown some glimpses of being pretty solid this year, but we're going to focus on ourselves first.
Well, certainly, and I mean, we get to the halfway point now, John. I mean, you're 3-2, and any coach that I talk to during these shows, you know, we don't want to be playing our best football here at the end of September. We wouldn't be playing our best football then about a month from now when the tournament starts. So, I mean, as you take a look and break down the first half of the season, I'm sure a lot of positives, some things that you really want to work out, and I know you guys are not anywhere near where you want to be.
Yeah, we, again, you know, we'll, you know, 3-2, winning record, you know, midway through the season is obviously a goal of ours. You kind of hit on it. We've looked really good at times, both offensively and defensively this season. Then we've had a couple of weeks, first half of the Mount Vernon game and kind of that second quarter on in the Linton game where we've really struggled. So trying to find some balance there. You know, our biggest Achilles heel this year has just been, you know, getting off to a good start offensively. Felt that we really struggled in that Mount Vernon game, the Southridge game. We came out and first couple of possessions weren't able to do much. In North Knox, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we felt like we kind of got things moving in the right direction there. I mean, and again, got off to a decent start Friday night at Linton. So our focus is just being able to move the ball. We know we've got big play potential. Got skilled guys outside that can go make plays down the field. Got a strong run game. It's just a matter of putting it all together and staying healthy up front.
All right, we'll come back as senior linebacker Hunter Tyson will be joining us. This is the Boonville Football Show for Week 6 here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree... insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentley Land.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. So many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. Hey, run on Main Street. Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
Back here on the Boonville Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, in this segment we have the opportunity to visit with senior inside linebacker Hunter Tyson. Hunter, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, obviously a tough road trip this past Friday night going up to Linton, a pretty even football game, and then the Miners kind of got things out of hand a little bit for Boonville and won the football game 46-14. Just overall thoughts on the football game with Linton this past week, Hunter?
I think we knew going into the game it was going to be a dogfight. Feel like we were going to go up there. I feel like we were ready when we got there. The first half of the game I thought went really well. I mean, they're going to score. They're a great football team. So they scored. I mean, we played our defense. We could have been a little bit more gap sound. Offense had a little bit of trouble moving the ball, but that stuff happens. So, I mean, overall, I feel like the first half of the game went really well for us. Some things that we could have fixed and should have fixed, but we just didn't.
Well, then obviously it's one of those situations, like you said. I mean, their defense really clamped down. Offense couldn't get much generated, especially in that third quarter when things kind of got a little bit out of hand. But, I mean, it's a 48-minute football game, and I know you guys, didn't quit and just said, well, this is not going to be our night. But, how tough is it? You're down maybe, 15, 20 points kind of in the fourth quarter. I mean, it's your senior year, Hunter, and you know that you want to be out there as much as you can. But just to have that mentality, let's continue to play hard no matter what the score is.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we worked together all summer. I mean, we run sprints and we talk about fourth quarter perseverance. So you can't practice all summer and talk about fourth quarter perseverance and come out getting beat in the fourth quarter and just lay an egg. So it takes a lot to keep your team motivated and just keep pushing through even when the game starts to get hard.
All right, break down the first half of the season. You guys are 3-2. You've had some nice wins. The other setback was to Mount Vernon, but where do you feel this team stands right now at the halfway point?
I think we're playing really well. We've liked the Mount Vernon game and just this past Linton game. It's just the little mistakes that bite you in the butt every time. So I feel like there's always stuff to work on. So you can never be content with anything. So defense, I feel like we're working pretty well together. We've got some stuff that also needs to be fixed. From the offensive point of the ball, I'm not really big into the offensive side. But we've also got some stuff to work on. Grant in the backfield doing really well. Jackson throws the ball really well. We've got a great wide receiver core, and our lines are we're solid up front.
All right, good. Well, you turn your attention now to the Washington Hatchets, and kind of ironically that they have scored the exact same number of points that Boonville has in the first 5 weeks of the campaign. They've had some high-scoring games this past week, ran into a buzzsaw with Heritage Hills, but everybody that plays the Patriots so far has kind of felt that same thing. But how do you break down Washington? What do you expect from them offensively on Friday night?
Last year, when we played them, they ran the ball well. They've got some dudes. I mean, every high school football team's got some dudes, but we've got some dudes as well, so we just have to step up, have a great week of practice. All of us need to be on the same page. And I guess the main thing is just do your job right and do your job well.
So do you expect them to be a little bit more run-heavy on Friday night? Hunter, you know, from your position as a linebacker, concentrate more on stopping the run, or is this a team that also you're going to have to maybe drop back into coverage an awful lot?
Based on from what last year, they ran the ball. They also threw the ball really well too. So I think that we need to just be ready for everything. They're going to run the ball and they're going to throw the ball. So do your job and make sure you're doing whatever you can to help out your team.
Well, obviously, it goes without saying this is a big football game. Start the second half of the season, you guys are pretty evenly matched as far as records and everything, 3-2, 2-3. And so I know you guys want to get off to a good start the second half of the season. What will be some of the keys for this entire Boonville football team to get out of there and go be 4-2 after Friday night?
One big thing that we've really been talking about through our first couple games is pre-snap penalties. Pre-snap penalties on both sides of the ball have killed us all year so far. So we've been working on being a lot more disciplined with our penalties, and we were much better last game, but pre-snap penalties are a big thing. Like, and our special teams is something we've also really been harping on too.
All right. Hunter, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much, and all the best this week against Washington.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, that's Hunter Tyson. We'll come back at the Scouting Report on the Hatchets from head coach John Batts when this Boonville football show continues on this Tuesday here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. So many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. And right on Main Street, Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a Pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
Back on the Boonville Football Show, Week 6, as the Pioneers return to Bennett Field Friday night, they will entertain the Washington Hatchets in a big conference game. Washington coming in with a record of 2-3. They're coming off a loss to Heritage Hills this past week. John, as you take a look at this Washington football team, just kind of break it down for us here in the first couple of days of the week as you continue preparations for this big game on Friday.
Yeah, like you said, you know, they're 2-3 coming into this game. They had Heritage Hills Friday night, but prior to that, it picked up a pair of wins to Forest Park and Princeton. They've got some skilled players. I know Isaac Kidd, he's a 3-4 year starter for them. Got a quarterback who can run the football. Got some speed outside. Obviously, they got some size up front there with their tackles. So there, you know, we kind of got some respect for Washington. I really like Coach Morris and what he's been able to do there over the last few years. I think he's done a really good job of turning that program around. And again, we expect it to be a good game Friday night.
Well, the thing that I look at from a statistical standpoint, the two teams through five games, both Boonville and Washington offensively have scored 129 points. I mean, both teams have scored the exact number of points. Their defense has given up 185 to Boonville's 108. I know Washington looking at their scores up until this past week with Heritage Hills, and not many people have been able to slow down the Patriots yet this season. But it's a team that's into a lot of high-scoring games. So from a coaching standpoint, put your defensive hat on. How do you maybe kind of slow them down a little bit? And then I'm sure you're hoping that your offense can continue that trend against a defense for Washington that tends to give up an awful lot of points.
Yeah, and like I said, they've got size up front. So for us, it's going to be about our front six up there, our sack backers and D linemen getting off blocks, coming to play in the run game. I know they've got some athletes outside who can make plays down the field as they did on us a year ago. So making sure our corners, safeties, and outside Bs are staying in coverage there. Biggest thing for us is just going to be stopping them on early downs, forcing them to have to throw the football. And hoping to get stops there, you know, force them to have to punt the ball away. But if we can get some stops there on the early downs, feel pretty good about what we can do.
What do you expect from them defensively, and why have they been giving up so many points?
they've played some decent teams there. I know North Davies is 5-0, kind of shocks people. Heritage Hills, obviously very talented. We think we could probably move the football. They've got some athletic defensive ends who will come to play there. And like I said, they got some skilled guys outside. So hopefully if we stay on track offensively, feel that we should be able to move the football. Key for us is going to be picking up first downs and taking advantage of the big plays when they present themselves.
John, how do you guys match up with Washington?
I like the matchup, in terms of what we bring. We've got Tyler Klainer up front on both sides of the ball who we feel could be a big asset to us. Sophomore offensive and defensive lineman Braden Mace been coming on pretty strong the last couple of weeks there. And I did think, this past Friday, despite the fact that we gave up 46 points, our three inside backers, Mason Jones, Miles Beasley, and Hunter Tyson, those guys came to play. Grant Davis, our safety, obviously will come downhill there. But we think we can get some stops defensively and hopefully we can get some production going offensively this week.
Well, it started the second half of the campaign, 3-2, and obviously everything, all the attention right now on Washington to start the second half of the campaign. From an injury standpoint, guys that have been, missing over the last couple of weeks for various reasons, nobody's 100% healthy right now, but you feel right now, at least getting ready for the Washington game, that you may be able to get a couple of guys back this week that did not play against Linton.
Yeah, we had a few guys out against Linton. Kind of see what their health status is later this week. Couple starters on the offensive line there, so hopefully we'll get some of those guys back, which would definitely strengthen us up front.
All right, John, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much, and all the best as you continue preparations. And certainly in the game with Washington, kickoff set for 6:30 Friday night at Bennett Field. John, thanks so much, and good luck this week.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan.
All right, that's John Batts. This has been the Boonville Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref. You have been listening to the Boonville Pioneer Weekly Football Show on WRBF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at ListenTheRef.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Beller Land, Pizza Chef, TF Ice Cream, by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. This Boonville Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.